plan to motor west. Travel my way, take the highway, that's the best. Get your kicks on Route 66.
Well, you know, Vermont has a state route that shares its number with a U.S. highway of some notoriety. But instead of stretching for half the country or even half the state, Vermont Route 66 runs a more modest length of about 10 miles from East Randolph all the way to Randolph. VPR's Rick Zingari set out to hear the stories of people who live and work around State Route 66. Today in the series, he looks at some of the businesses that have sprung up in the area.
A few miles off of Route 66, tucked down a leafy dirt road, Steve Reed and his family have found a novel use for goat's milk.
That Toad Farm is what I would describe as a farmstead producer of goat's milk caramel, which in Spanish is cajeta, which is a Mexican confection that was created by Mexican goat farmers probably back in the 1700s, at the point when they had more milk seasonally than they knew what to do with and no refrigeration.
The caramels come in five flavors, including the original, vanilla bean, and Reed's favorite.
I'm a salted bourbon fan, so if I'm having a little bit of ice cream after dinner, I typically go see if I can find a half jar of that that didn't quite get filled all the way.
They seem playful. What are goats like, generally?
They're incredibly personable. People talk about them eating, goats eating anything. The truth is that they're very, very selective about what they eat, but their lips are basically, they function or have the same function as our fingers do in terms of tactile discovery of what things taste like, what the texture of things are. So they'll nibble on most anything they can find.
Not far from the caramel operation of Fat Toad is the cheese-making business at Neighborly Farms. Here, Darren Messier is in his third year of giving tours, a job he started when he was 13 years old.
Here at Neighborly Farms, we milk 60 cows. We milk them at 5 in the morning and 5 at night. Right? We have 5 portable milkers we milk them with. Right? Now, here at Neighborly Farms, we milk 2 types of cows.
At one time, the farm was a conventional dairy, but transitioned to organic in 1999. Owner Linda Dimmick knew that they would need to produce a product to make the operation viable. Being of Italian descent, she was hoping to make provolone and mozzarella cheese, but talking to people, she learned that they wanted an organic raw milk cheddar.
I really didn't want to do that one, but it seemed like our best shot at success. So, lo and behold, that's what we started making. I've had quite a few jobs in my lifetime, and this is the one that's really the most satisfying. At the end of the day, you can sit back and look at 600 pounds of cheese and go, wow, I did that. You know, from that liquid milk to the solid cheese, it's very magical. It takes all day, and sometimes if you're watching it, it's like watching the grass grow. It's like waiting for the next step. But it's very rewarding to produce a product, and especially one that people like.
Further down on Route 66, perched up on a hill, is the Porter Music Box Company. Jim Salt is the company's general manager.
Most people's impressions of music boxes is something you see on a little girl's dresser that goes twinkle, twinkle, little star. The ones that we manufacture actually play a 15.5-inch metal disc that's about 14 thousandths thick in material. And it plays 2 metal combs that have 76 teeth in each comb. We gear cut all our own gears. We do import our cabinetry from Italy with a factory that we've been working with for the past 30 years. When you start here, you know, you're not going to get paid the most. You're not going to get the most benefits. But when people come through and see what you do, it just makes you feel good. I can't imagine my life with not having this in it. That's what music boxes do.
Salt says Porter is the world's largest manufacturer of disc-style music boxes, and the company now exports most of its boxes to Asia. For VPR News, I'm Rick Zingari.